I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Tough studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. We are back, and it seems like there was a disaster averted last night with Jalen Brunson. I'm still not totally convinced that everything is okay, because when you hear about the x-rays and, you know, Al and CeeLo were talking about this too, but something I was absolutely thinking about. The x-rays these days mean nothing. Remember when Aaron Rodgers got the x-rays? The x-rays were negative after Aaron Rodgers left the field, but you knew that the Achilles was popped at that point. So x-rays were negative. They say it's a knee contusion. It said that his return was questionable last night with Jalen Brunson, but I still want to see a couple days MRI and everything else. But after screaming and yelling on Friday morning at 6 o'clock about how New York has suffered so many unbelievable season-derailing injuries, you almost had another one last night, but maybe, just maybe, we got some luck in our favor this time. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I woke up with just a horrendous sore throat, and then I look over to my right, and CeeLo's here. So that's exactly what happened.
You really have a sore throat?
I do, yeah.
Oh, man. That means you're getting sick.
No, I don't
know
about that.
That's the first sign of getting sick.
Is it really?
Generally.
I don't know.
For me, it is.
Listen, I'm good right now, so I feel pretty good. I don't feel like I'm sick. I just feel like I had a sore throat. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where that came from. I have no idea.
Were you yelling last night?
No, of course not. Well, I was yelling at Dimitri to get back on defense. He would get back on defense. You know, after Lindsay basically stacks his team to try to take down my Wasp hockey team. It's just, it's embarrassing. But anyway, be that as it may, I will say that, so I've done what Jalen Brunson has done. You know, he actually knocked knees is what he did. Had you ever done that, doing anything?
No, of course not. I don't do enough to have my knees knocked.
I've done that a number of times. Did that playing professional football, did that in college, did that playing, you know, intramural basketball in college.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't, playing first base in high school. I can't tell you how many times that I did exactly what he did right there. So there were no MRIs back in the day. There were only x-rays. X-rays are really for bones.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to talk about ligaments, or we're going to talk about all
let's,
that kind
let's
of
talk
stuff.
About ligaments and bones. Why not?
Yeah, it looks like they knocked knees, and he just caught it right on the kneecap. That's kind of like what it looked to me. But anyway, you know, they seem to be pretty positive about where he is right now, that it is just a bone contusion. And if that's it, maybe he misses the next game. Thibodeau said he wasn't sure. Maybe he will play the Atlanta game. But all I can tell you is that now we are three games into that seven-game run that I was talking to you about.
And this was a great win for them, man. Right. I know Donovan Mitchell didn't play, but still, they were still underdogs. Jalen Brunson leaves. Everybody thinks that he's done for the season. So this was one that we didn't necessarily count as a victory that they got last night, so very good.
Josh Hart was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was great last night. He took over. It's like, okay, it's my team. And by the way, This Grimes kid, I you got to keep him on the court. Somehow you got to get him more minutes. He's like instant energy. He was like when Quickley would come into the game.
Sure.
And I just, whatever it is about him, I don't know if they don't like his defense. I thought he was a good defender. I just seems
talking
like.
Talking about McBride.
I mean,
right?
McBride.
Yeah, not Grimes.
McBride. He's like instant energy off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, when they were making all the deals and they were thinking about who they're going to keep and who they could hold on to, you know, Deuce McBride was the guy who decided to give a little bit of an extension to and keep him around. And he's gotten more minutes, especially with the injuries. And yes, he's just another one of those really good role players who comes in and gives the Knicks that hard playing regular season youthful energy that they have. And that's it's sort of a catch 22 in a way, because the Knicks play harder than just about anybody in the NBA during the regular season,
which is amazing.
But then again, they got a million guys hurt.
I know it's amazing, but it's also appreciated.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. I mean, from the fan base, and I was thinking about, you know, if this team ever could do something, like what would happen?
What do you
around
mean?
Here?
All right, give me your definition of.
I mean, win a championship.
Something.
That's what.
Oh
I mean.
My God! I mean. That would be...
Would it be the biggest championship around here?
I think so, yes.
Bigger than the Jets, Giants, well,
because
Yankees?
Because the fan bases are not split as much. Now, I know there's more football fans and basketball fans, but it's been so long with the Knicks. It's a pure Manhattan team, and the Net fan really doesn't exist in this city. To me... It would be the biggest one. Now, the other ones would be big, but I think there'd be more people on the same page with the Knicks than any of the other teams.
Well, just because it hasn't happened in such a long time.
Well, but think about it. It hasn't happened for a long time for the Jets either, but there's more Giants fans than Jets fans. You know, and the Knicks are one of those teams, too, that even the periphery fan, the one who's on the outside looking in New York, where the Knicks are really good in the playoffs, springtime,
they'll watch.
Everybody's in on it. It's the thing to do now. You know,
yeah, you got to wear the Knick jersey to school, that kind of thing.
Well, I remember last year when they were in the playoffs in the second round, and it was beautiful weather. I'd leave here. I saw Knicks stuff on everybody walking around the streets in a sunny.
We here
is right.
Well,
so.
I don't know if you saw the what does Kevin Durant call his podcast?
I don't know.
Calls it something. The boardroom, I think.
Yeah, the boardroom is his company, yes.
All right, well, the boardroom, he and his agent were sitting there in front of a nice fire out there in Phoenix discussing, you know, how the agent wanted him to go to the Knicks. I wanted you to go to the Knicks, and how Kevin Durant, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the sense was, at the time, the Knicks weren't cool enough.
Oh my
God. The brand is cool. The brand is great, but the team wasn't.
Well, I mean, and we kind of agreed with that.
Yeah, you know? I know, but he could have made it cool.
Yeah, but they weren't. I mean, we said this at the time, and Rich Kleiman's the guy's name that you're talking about, and he grew up a Knicks fan. That was part of the reason why we thought that there was a good chance that Kevin Durant would come to the Knicks. But the Nets were ready for him at that time, and it worked out horribly. But and they could have, and for them to pay him to not play for that year, as we always talk about, is something that they needed to do because they needed to obtain some sort of relevancy with that franchise in New York. Where the Knicks, you know, once he went down, I came on that next morning. We both said it. It's over now.
Yeah, I know that. But you know what the amazing thing is? Is that he tied himself to Kyrie Irving. That's what he did.
And now Kyrie's having like a great year down there.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying, because he's out of here and he's not, you know, and he's basically trying to bounce back.
Yeah.
He's trying to bounce back. So he's out of New York. He's out of all the madness and all the other different things that went on here. But I was, you know, watching Kleiman and Durant do this. I'm like, They kind of remember it a little bit differently than I do, but I just felt like he hooked his wagon to Kyrie, and Sean Marks was going to pay Kevin Durant for not playing.
And he did, yeah. And that was the move that made that franchise, at least in that short term, relevant. Now they're completely irrelevant. Now was one of the biggest busts in NBA history, that net situation. But that, you know, that brings you to now and the Knicks. Clearly the brand is still cool. Clearly the team is very good. So in this offseason, obviously didn't happen at the trade deadline, in this offseason is one of these superstars like Kevin Durant, who's now his contract was up at the time, but one of these guys force himself to the Knicks because he's unhappy with what's going on with wherever he is, and you just never know.
If I had to guess, it's coming out of Minnesota, because Minnesota's not paying as much money as that they're going to have to pay if they want to keep that whole team.
Yeah.
I mean, you look around and you look at where the financial pressure is. And financial pressure, you know, in the NBA is a weird thing. But I do know that because of what they have up there in Minnesota, this is their moment to go for it. And if they don't make it, somebody's going. Somebody of significance is going up there because they can't afford everybody.
Yeah, and that's what Woj said, too, at the trade deadline with the Knicks. He goes, you're not going to see that big superstar deal now, but in the offseason, there's going to be a team that goes into the postseason with high hopes and then gets slapped around, and then they say, okay, this is not the group. You know, sort of like the Utah Jazz a couple years ago, where Gobert and Donovan Mitchell were just gone. Danny Ainge went out there and blew the whole thing up, said we're just not good enough as presently constituted. You know, Timberwolves could be that team. And there could be another superstar that gets annoyed, gets knocked out in the first round, maybe thinks they're going to the finals, does not. Maybe they get swept by the Nuggets and think that they're too far away, and then obviously something breaks up, and the Knicks are the benefactor of that because they still have the assets, and obviously they're a good landing spot for the first time in a very long time for one of these top-level guys. And Jalen Brunson is here, and that's the difference, and hopefully, you know, maybe a game, maybe two games at the very most, maybe no games. But when I watched that last night, I thought immediately that it was over. Because you know what it was? It looked non-contact. You know, you had to really take a look at the knees knocking there.
Right.
And slow motion to see, because immediately when you watched it, it looked like he just came down and was non-contact.
It hit him perfect. It just caught him right. And that actually does hurt. That hurts like a B-I-C-T-C-H, man. That is a bitch. That hurts. Yeah.
But I mean, like, just watching him like that, I was like, okay. I mean,
what are we doing now? Come on, not again.
Forget about it.
I thought you were going to have to go on one of your injury rants.
Well, I mean, I did Friday.
I know. I thought you were going to end up doing it again this morning. Say, I told you so. See, I told you so.
No, I didn't want. I don't want to be the I told you so something horrible happened guy. I was just pointing out the facts.
I know, but you pointed out all the horrible facts.
Yeah, I did. And then there was a big column written about it in the Post Sunday. About all the different injuries that have happened over the last year. So
where'd they get that idea?
I don't know. No idea. But disaster averted, I guess. I
hope so, man. And you know, the other thing too is Hartenstein trying to get him and making sure that you know that his Achilles doesn't pop.
I know
he's got some sort of Achilles stretch. I look at their sneakers, and here's the thing that I always wonder about. Like, I wonder if anybody is doing. I would imagine that the NFL's got to be doing this. Got to be doing a study on the amount of Achilles injuries that they have suffered over the last few years. Like, in what shoes are the players wearing? Okay, maybe it is the surface. I don't know. But what about the shoes that the players are wearing? Anybody thinking about that? Anybody talking about that? Anybody
I've never
saying,
know.
You know. What brand are you wearing? I don't know. It could be any brand. I have no idea.
You're telling me that there's a shoe out there that could be contributing to more Achilles injuries
it
than
may
others.
Be. I'm just wondering if, and I would think that the way that the NFL does things and the way that they track injuries, concussions, that's one of the reasons why they're talking about a new kickoff setup and everything else, is it the shoes that the players are wearing? And I don't know what shoes, because I would think like an offensive lineman would wear a different shoe than a linebacker, and a linebacker would wear a different shoe than a wide receiver. So, you know, you think about like a number of the Achilles injuries that we saw this year, not just Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, but the amount of guys that went down.
J.K. Dobbins.
I mean, the guys that went down with it. I got to be thinking. And by the way, you know, the Greenlaw, they lose him in a Super Bowl. That's on grass.
Yeah, non-contact.
And all he's doing is running on the field.
Yeah, I don't know if it's to me, it feels like it's just one of these wear and tear situations with these guys. Now, obviously, it was contact with Aaron Rodgers, but he also had that calf thing going on, you know, prior to the season.
Yeah, right? But the way he got twisted into the ground.
Yeah, that was more of a contact thing.
I mean, that was all the weight on him and everything else.
Kirk Cousins, non-contact. Greenlaw, non-contact. I forget about the J.K. Dobbins one, but yeah, I mean, it just feels like
Barrett Tucker for the Jets too.
Yeah, he also tore his Achilles. Yep, and I forget how that one happened. But
I wonder how many Achilles injuries there were this year.
I'm definitely popping mine at one point. I know it because I've already got that Achilles tendonitis. Remember when I was I had to chase Al down, leaving the Super Bowl to get to that car.
Yeah.
And then Eddie and I were walking, and then I tweaked the Achilles tendonitis the next day. I was limping. Then I got to ice it for a couple of days. That thing's going. At some point, it is going. And there was a guy I worked with in Pittsburgh, tore his Achilles standing up from the couch. Like, just got up off the couch, popped his Achilles. Ever since I heard that story, I know that's my fate. It will happen. One day in the next five years,
I'm going to get up into existence.
Like Sabrina's going to be like, Daddy, could you get me my water? I'll be like, yeah, don't worry, honey. And then boom, pop, blah, it's going to explode into my calf, and I'm going to be walking in here in a walking boot. Telling you right now, it's happening. That's how these things go.
Well, I got a good surgeon for you.
Eletrage?
No. Martin O'Malley.
O'Malley? Okay, yeah. Martin O'Malley. I have that surgery done at his Fire Island house.
Maybe you can get it done before it pops.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? That's what Princeton Longevity Center does. They get ahead of your health problems.
That's what I'm saying. So if you got a health problem, let's get him in there. Maybe he could put some fishing wire in there or something.
Yeah, something. Let's prevent this thing. Yeah, let's do that this summer. Right out there on his deck at his Fire Island house.
You know, I think it also is because, you know, you are playing golf more and you are twisting your legs more.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably some of it. Is it your right foot?
No, it's actually my left.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
your front foot.
Yes. I don't know if it has anything to do. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, you got to twist, yeah.
Got to twist, but
you're twisting some.
But that was what a sad scene that was with Eddie huffing and puffing and me limping. I mean, that if you would have seen that,
oh god,
you would have been disgusted. Disgusted.
And Gina was keeping up, but she had to run every few steps.
Yeah.
Was she wearing sneakers or was she wearing shoes?
I think she had sneakers on.
She did? Okay.
I'd never seen a man walk that fast. And not in a competition.
Right. Really? It was
maybe we could put Al for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, Olympic race walker, I definitely would
for his age group, there's no 100%. Doubt about it. I mean, it was like, what was those little things, like, you know, with Paul Blart Mall Cop, you know?
Yes.
He was one of those, like, that's how fast he was going. Like, he had one of those things.
It almost looked as if, like, the film was sped up.
Really?
Yes.
And was he all just, like, totally sweating and everything?
Oh, he was in a foul mood.
Oh, it was incredible.
How would you know I was Super so Bowl. Far ahead?
I can tell you kept like looking back at us, and he's like, ooh, and I'm like, oh, I'm dragging my foot behind. And then Gene has to jog every 5 seconds, and then you turn around like,
and I'm trying to swing my arms just to help, try to go faster.
It was what a
crazy
scene. What a
that was
scene.
About what two not 2 miles but mile and a half of walking
at least.
At least you guys got some exercise in.
We did. And after everything we ate, man, we ate a lot that day.
Yeah.
At that tailgate. So we needed it. And then when we finally get to the car, this is the last thing I am ever doing on a work night. Ever.
And then we got to the Virgin Hotel. I was like, thank God.
Meanwhile, Boomer's in front of 100 million people. Doing a post game show, and this is what your coworkers are doing at the same time.
If one of you guys went down with an injury right then and there, we would have to leave you.
No, exactly. Yeah. 100. I was thinking, trust me, I was thinking that. Like, I already had like the Uber app. I was like, listen, if I can't keep up, I got to get out of here myself. What if I don't get in that car? I'm gonna have to just go save yourselves. You know, I'm laying on the ground. No, Eddie, go. It's okay. Save yourself. All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan. CBS Sports Network. CeeLo's with us today. We will talk to him for the first time with his update coming up just a couple of minutes. It is Boomer and Gio on the fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry out with Rutgers late last night out in Nebraska, right? Is that where he was?
Yes, Lincoln.
Lincoln, Nebraska. CeeLo is here. He is back, and he's got an update for us. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So you get Knicks Cavs Sunday evening in Cleveland, an opening minute of the game. You got this as well.
Brunson. Brunson came down awkwardly, and he's down. And Brunson is hobbled.
Oh, Brunson ankle, folks. He turned it badly. He could not even stand up.
Oh, no.
So Bill Pito parachutes in to do a little Knicks play-by-play, and right out of the gate, he's got to deal with that 30 seconds in alongside Clyde Frazier on MSG. So you heard Clyde there. The ankle did basically roll on him there, but as we later would find out, it's knee soreness. The Knicks called it. You feared the worst based on the way it looked. Turns out, though, it's a contusion. X-rays were negative. No initial timetable for his return per Tom Thibodeau after the game. But you got to credit the banged-up Knicks. They lose their star right out of the gate. They still win the game, though. 107-98, 28 points from Dante DiVincenzo, and another triple-double for Josh Hardy at 13 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists, and he picked up in his buddy's absence.
I don't know. You know, at first you want to make sure it's nothing serious. I'm not sure what Tibbs is. I don't think it's too serious. So obviously that's just something that's pops into your mind, and then you just got to go out there and just hoop.
And pretty much top to bottom, the whole team did just that. And Thibodeau was sure to point it out after the win.
We had a number of people step up and just play as hard as they possibly could. I thought the way Josh played, the way Dante played. Deuce gave us great minutes filling in. Bogey came off the bench. Isaiah was huge down the stretch. Precious had a number of big plays for us.
So pretty much everyone.
Hey,
but
Bogey finally played great. He had a good game last night.
Our guy Bogues. Three.
Yeah, Bogues, from, the yeah. Bogues.
Is that it?
Yeah, okay. I guess so.
Okay, very good. Deuce McBride, so he comes in for Brunson in that opening minute and played every remaining second in the game, 16 points, four threes, five
good.
Assists.
Leave him in the game,
and
man.
And did not record a single turnover, you know which what? I thought
he
was pretty impressive.
He is a kid. He can go 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Just let him go, man.
They had a couple guys that kind of played that way that, of course, went to Toronto in the Anunoby deal. So.
You got to play him. You can't take him off the court. You got to keep him on the court somehow, some way, just like he's instant energy. And he's a pretty good shooter, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, if Brunson's going to miss a week or two or whatever it is, you're going to see a lot more of him in the short term.
He's not going to miss a week or two. I don't think so.
No, no way. Coming right back?
Maybe this next game against the Hawks, maybe.
Okay.
I'm still nervous because until I see, and I understand knocking knees, that's what they're saying. You'd explain it. I just, before you have an MRI, they haven't said that he's had an MRI, but the second that I hear that, then I'm like, oh crap, but it hasn't happened yet.
You want to knock knees right now? And I can tell you, yourself.
I'm sure it hurts like hell. It's because it's like the, touching the stove and burning and that whole thing. Like, I'm scared that there's more to the story.
Yeah. Don't be a scared.
That's all.
Plus, because of everything that's happened with them recently with all
exactly.
the injuries, and
right.
Stop being so negative, you two.
At least you had Randall out there on the court pregame, did a little
He's
workout
out.
In.
Yeah.
So that's
He's
a good
working
sign.
Out. It's good.
And listen, they've got the first of four straight home games coming up tomorrow night against the Hawks. You've got the two in a row against the Sixers as well with Embiid still down. So a chance for them to kind of just keep treading water here and so they can get some healthy bodies back. Another NBA game of note, the Warriors have been a hot team. The Knicks certainly experienced that just this last week at the Garden. How about the halftime score in Boston Sunday? Celtics 82, Warriors 38. And the final score, as you're seeing right now on CBS Sports Network, Boston 140, Golden State 88.
See, but the thing about this, CeeLo, this is not like, you know, the world's most famous arena in Boston. So Golden State doesn't care.
Different garden.
They only come into Madison Square Garden and play like, you know, just champions.
Right. And go up, what was it, 11-0 and 17-4?
17-4. Yeah. And then next thing you know, they go up to Boston and get their asses
kicked. Were they full strength, Golden State? Did they?
I mean, Curry played the first second half because it was such a blowout.
Lester Quinones is the first guy on the featured box score on CBS Sports Network there. Lester Quinones and Moses Moody.
Yeah, that kind of tells
Jerome
you what I need
Robinson.
To know.
There you go.
That's a good question, though. I didn't look to see about the rest of the Golden State.
Everybody wants to go off.
Draymond's in there. Kuminga. Yeah, Clay was it. They were in there. They just got their butts kicked.
I love playing at Madison Square Garden. Love it. Oh, man. World's greatest arena. Got to come in here and drop 50 on everybody.
So that's 11 in a row for the Celtics. Third largest winning margin in franchise history. And I'm not sure what Steph is referencing from the past here at the beginning of this cut, but he acknowledged the butt kicking.
I don't know what they talked about in the locker room. We've played them, four times since, so I'm sure that narrative's gotten old, but they're the best team in the league right now, and they play like it.
Yeah, and as I referenced, he said did sit out the entire second half. It was that much of a blowout, so he ends up finishing with a season-low 4 points, quite the opposite of what you got when they played the Knicks just a few days ago. So, good win for Boston, and they are rolling, and they are obviously playing like a top team here in the regular season, but we'll see what happens come playoff time. It was a similar situation last year, and they got picked off Game 7 at home, Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat, as we recall. Al called it a different sport this morning, not acknowledging the Caitlin Clark record here. She breaks the all-time Division I scoring record in a win for Iowa yesterday.
The fact this is even like a talking point thing is crazy to me. Like it's so clear the difference between what Pistol Pete did and what
she
did.
So you agree with Al then?
Yes! And the thing is, both of them did amazing things.
Yes.
And the fact that you're going to try to put these two things together and make it the same is nuts. It was a completely different game. It's men, women, and the amount of years that he did it, it's not even a discussion. She's the greatest to have done it for women's college basketball as far as scoring. Pistol Pete was the greatest to have done it in men's college basketball back then in 3 years with no three-point line.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you were Antoine Davis and you saw this?
No shot clock, too, by the way.
Yeah, right. Which means that the other team could have kept the ball away from him.
Yeah.
That's the point.
They're both unbelievably
great stories. You got to put it in context.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's all.
That's all.
And like, it's not. And
the same thing with LeBron James scoring 40. That first NBA player. Well, he didn't play any college basketball. He went right into the NBA.
Right. And started immediately.
Exactly.
He was scoring immediately.
18 years old, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's not taking anything away from Caitlin Clark. It's just a different. They should not be on the same list. It's just different. It's totally different. It's like talking about eras in baseball, too, sometimes. It's a completely different game. Totally different. But what she did was absolutely amazing, and she's fun. It's fun to watch.
I'm watching Al's face in there. He's feeling good that you're backing him on
this.
We
got you, Al. We got you backing.
This is one of those things I honestly can't even understand.
No, I understand the points of the context, but like, how do you want to word it then? How do we word it?
Well, it's a different. The reason I reacted the way I did was you brought up Al's take on it. If you had just reported it like anybody is writing about
it,
then I probably wouldn't have said anything. I don't think you did anything wrong in reporting it.
I know. It's a national story, obviously.
When I hear this discussion back and forth, it's like it shouldn't even be a discussion. It's like, what are
enough.
We doing?
We can move right along.
What do you understand? There's a producer over at Fox Sports 1 right now discussing, is this as good as Pete Maravich?
Well,
in 30 seconds.
Yeah. You know, 30 seconds.
That's exactly why.
That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she needed 18 points to break the record. She got that done early and often. Finished with 35, 9 assists, 6 rebounds as Iowa did beat number 2 Ohio State 93-83. So from the women's game standpoint, an impressive win as that ended a 15-game winning streak for the Buckeyes. How about a little spring training baseball? That's where we're at on a Monday. If we're not doing Caitlin Clark,
we're doing Caitlin Clark. It's fine. No, yes. You can talk about it all you want.
I'm sure. Just,
But I mean, spring training.
CeeLo comes in here thinking, all right, what can I bring in to these guys so they don't look at me with a frown on their face?
There's not a ton this morning. No,
it's all good.
I'll give you something for next hour if you don't have it yet. Did you see Courtney Cronin, the Bears reporter for ESPN, have technical issues on the morning show out there? Did you see this,
I
Al?
Did not.
That sounds great. Remember how Raul Rivera was my new favorite person last week when he was screaming at the MTA? Now, Courtney Cronin, as I start this week, is now one of my new favorite people of all time. So you could find that for next hour.
Absolutely.
But yes, spring training baseball.
Spring training baseball. Very exciting. Mets lost to the Astros in Port St. Lucie 5-2. Adrian Hauser, one of the newcomers, touched up for 3 runs over an inning and 2/3. I always love this in the spring. So here's Carlos Mendoza, and it's like he's got to answer and say something. It's like just one of those days where you're essentially getting your work in.
I thought he got a hit, but then left a lot of pitches in the middle of the plate and obviously got hit. But it was good that he got his pitch count up. How to work from the stretch.
Oh, yeah, got to work from the stretch. So that's when you know you're digging deep for silver linings here. Brandon Nimmo.
I'm not going to sit here and, you know, go Rick Pitino on you and say, these guys suck. We can't win with them.
They can't move laterally.
Right. Maybe I missed one late last week. Have they lost since that whole thing?
No.
Yep. There you go. We'll see. Amazing. Maybe it worked.
Yeah.
Brandon Nimmo, his first Grapefruit League action of the spring, 0-2 with the plate. Yankees-wise, they lost as well to the Tigers, 7-2, but Nestor Cortez was solid. 4 innings of one run ball, and Juan Soto, Boomer's boy, homered again. He's now 6-for-9, 3 homers, 2 doubles in the very early going here.
Juan Soto, baby.
Seems to be locked
in. This guy is, woof.
I should know the answer to this. I remember it was like the first home spring training game the Yankees would wear the all pinstripes, and then they went to the navy blue top the rest of the way. But I notice now here they're wearing the full pinstripes.
You know why?
Is that a Fanatics Nike thing?
No. I think they're sending a message. Quietly sending a message.
Really?
That's what you think it is? That's what I believe. Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with uniforms.
We mean business this year?
It's all about those pinstripes, man.
Okay. All right. They want Soto to get as much time in the full
pinstripes. You know who I would ask that question to?
Who?
Aaron Judge.
Okay.
He's the captain.
You think this was a Judge decision?
Now, would they wear with the blue top regular white pants?
No, they wore pinstripe pants, but not the... That was, I mean, maybe this is a couple of years. I don't remember,
they play at home, they're going to wear the pinstripes no matter what.
I feel like that's a newer thing. Only for spring training, obviously.
Remember that they were using Aaron Judge as an advisor this offseason?
Yes.
Remember that him and Gerrit Cole were being advised? They were asking their input on things.
Yeah, analytics.
How
to get the information from the front office of the players a little better.
World Series or bust, right? That's what it is.
Championship
or bust. I mean, their lineup is awesome. I don't care what you say. Maybe the bottom line is a little questionable, but
and the rotation on paper is great too.
Who's their closer, kid?
Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
He's going to be dominant?
He'll be 40 in a couple years, by the way.
All right.
I know it may not look that way.
He's still a kid to me.
I understand. Do I think Clay Holmes is going to be dominant? Probably not.
No.
He'll go through that stretch where he loses his command and he doesn't know where the ball's going, but that's the one thing you can't take away from the Yankees in recent years, that they've stopped giving out like the big time contracts. They're not spending money on relievers, and they just kind of unearth them and they find ways for guys to get out.
Guys get in there, yeah.
Yep.
I get it.
Hockey wise, Devils lost to the Kings out in LA 5-1. They scored. Timo Meier scored 15 seconds in, and that was it. As New Jersey got worked after that. Philip Deneau had a hat trick for the Kings, so that's a couple of bad losses for the Devils out west after they opened up that trip, beating San Jose. Perhaps future Rangers Frank Vetrano and Adam Henrique scored against New Jersey the other night.
Be very nice.
We'll see about that. Trade deadlines ahead this week, and the Rangers getting some business done on Sunday as Jonathan Quick gets himself a one-year extension. So he'll get a little bump in pay for next year. It's up to about a little under $1.3 million
Here's the thing about the Rangers. So they played a great game against the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Yep. It was up and back, and of course they score without a... Their goalie is pulled, and they, you know, Trocheck ties the game and all that. They should have won it in overtime 3-on-3. But be that as may, it just goes to show you that when you play against a team that has a big line or two big lines like Toronto has, the Rangers are deficient the bottom six. So if you bring a Vetrano in, and then you bring a Henrique, no, he's going for one right wing, and you bring a Henrique in, now all of a sudden you're bringing guys back down.
Yeah, further depth.
I assume you don't have to lose Goudreau. I don't want to lose Goudreau. I don't. I mean, he is a proven playoff player. And so hopefully he is not in any trade. Hopefully they'll figure out a way to make it work.
You really think someone's taking that contract back?
I don't know, but you know what? Here's the deal. When we get into the playoffs, you know what happens. The ice shrinks, and I think we
should talk more hockey.
We are, Al.
It's a good day for that. No, listen, he's the kind of player you want around, not at $3.5 million.
And tonight's game is against Florida. Yes. It's one of these games where you measure yourself against the best team in hockey right now.
And that's what Drury has going into the break here. You had Toronto, and now you get Florida, and they don't play again until Saturday. So this is it. This is the last game you're going to get.
This is where you're
going to
find out just where you stack up against the best. And I think these two games back-to-back will give him an idea of what he thinks he needs.
Okay. Gio's checked out, so I'll quickly tell you. All right, I was going to give you a couple college basketball scores, but we can skip that if you want. People can use their phones for that.
Fair enough.
Well, Jerry's team lost. How's that for you?
Yes, I know. Unfortunate for him. And we'll see you next hour. CeeLo, thank you. It's Boomer Gio coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I told you what everybody loves to do in Sayville is drink and raise money. So that's exactly what was going on this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Had a couple of fundraisers both Saturday and Sunday. I was at one last night. It was great. It was at Golf Simulator Places 24/7 Golf Academy. We're hitting into the simulators, $100 here, $100 there, raising it for ISF, which is a great charity, inclusive sports fitness in Sayville. And one of the guys, one of the golf guys there, Kevin Duteau, comes up to me and, you know, when people want to talk sports when you're off the air.
Oh, it sucks.
You're like, ah, man, I don't, you know, it's the weekend. But, and so he starts talking sports with me and he actually gave me an interesting thing to think about. And right. I said, you know what? I'm going to use this.
Oh, let's use it then.
I'm going to use this.
A little sports talk. All right, I'm up.
I thought this is actually a really good point.
This has got to be a great point.
So he goes to me, he says, when do you think we got to start thinking about Steve Spagnuolo as a Hall of Fame coach, just as a coordinator?
Just as a coordinator, which there's none.
None ever. Now, and I'm sitting there going, I said, was Buddy Ryan, like, did he make it to the Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
No.
Now, he was not a great head coach, awesome coordinator. Now, Steve Spagnuolo is now racking up Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl as a coordinator. Chances are, I mean, Tyreek Hill did tweet out after this last Super Bowl. He goes, how come Spag's got no interviews? He's probably not going to get another opportunity to be a head coach.
Well, I know one thing. San Francisco wanted to try to hire him as their defense coordinator because his contract was up in KC.
That's right. Yep.
Yep.
So if he just
remain. So he's got four Super Bowl wins as a coordinator.
And that's two different teams.
Two different teams. And some of the biggest, like,
the biggest upset in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yes. And then they did it again to the New England Patriots. But obviously the biggest one of all time in the 2007 Super Bowl. So let's say this dynasty, which we all expect, continues. Steve Spagnuolo's the defensive coordinator for three more Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs or wherever. He's got six or seven Super Bowl wins.
I don't know
how
why.
How do you keep him out of the Hall of Fame as a coordinator?
True, and I don't know. And I'm telling you, I don't know why it doesn't get more play. I mean, they're a part of every game, and he's had an enormous impact on the league since he's been coaching. The head coaching stints didn't go well. But I'll tell you one thing. He knows when to blitz. He knows how to change defenses. And he's lucky. He's had, you know, he's had two really great head coaches to work for in Tom Coughlin and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
They had good teams, had good defensive lines. They've had good secondary play. He has basically taught them, you know, they may lose a couple of their defensive players. They could lose Chris Jones and Legarius Sneed.
Yeah. And Chris Jones, they almost lost this past offseason and finally worked something out. And you know that defense really goes when he goes. But, yes, yeah, so usually, and the reason why, I think a big reason why the coordinator, the great coordinator, isn't in the Hall of Fame, or this is a unique case, is that great coordinator generally gets a head coaching opportunity.
Exactly. It doesn't go, and, you know, I mean,
Steve Spagnuolo did. It didn't go great.
Well, with the Rams, yeah.
Yeah, and then now he's back, and he's winning more Super Bowls again.
Which is crazy.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And it's not like he's sitting there just riding Patrick Mahomes. This Chiefs defense was the best defense that Patrick Mahomes ever played with.
It will take a writer on the Hall of Fame committee, you know, like Gary Myers did for Joe Klecko.
Yeah.
That when his time comes, will have to argue his case in front of, you know, his brethren and say, hey, look what this guy's done. And we can do something for the first time ever and put in a coordinator who certainly, I would think, deserves it. I mean, Is there a more famous coordinator in the NFL right now on defense?
Not right now, no. I mean, in the history, Dick LeBeau, Jim Johnson, Monty Kiffin.
Buddy Ryan.
But right now,
Rex
no.
Ryan.
Yeah, but Rex had like a... Rex was really known, too, as a head coach, what he did here with the Jets.
So, you know, I was thinking about just the Jets in general because of the combine this week. And I think we all feel like they're probably going to draft an offensive lineman. They'll probably try to sign a wide receiver in free agency, and then they'll try to maybe sign another couple linemen in free agency as well.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was thinking about is, okay, Aaron Rodgers is coming back from, you know, his Achilles. When you think of the gauntlet of quarterbacks in the AFC, just think about that for a second.
Gauntlet.
All right?
Yeah.
You got Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. I don't know what he really is. Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. We're not sure what Anthony Richardson is yet. I mean, you got Justin Herbert. I mean, think about that for one second. And then, you know, the Jets have Aaron Rodgers, and if they're going to make it, he's got to have an MVP-type year. He's going to have an MVP type year. And this is an all-in season. This is, they've got to go for it because, you know, I don't know how much longer he's going to want to play. I'd like to think he'd want to play at least two more years, but I think a lot of that will be predicated on the success that they have this year.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that it's exactly what we were thinking about going into this season. I don't think much has changed. I think that the excitement level is going to be tempered significantly, but it's the same thing that Aaron Rodgers has to be awesome MVP, Nate Hackett, Aaron Rodgers for this team to be able to compete with the upper echelon of the AFC. And it's just a hard thing to think that's going to happen when you haven't seen him play for so long now.
Yeah, I know. That's where the pressure point is for everybody over there in Florham Park. You know, it's the reality of the business. You know, we've been down this road 1,000 times here in New York.
Yeah.
We know exactly what is going on, but, you know, I take a look at these young quarterbacks in the AFC. It's, It's like when Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning were all in the AFC.
Yeah.
You know, good luck getting through that.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, Brady obviously won a ton. Peyton Manning won two. Ben won two. And Philip Rivers was always there as a pain in the ass, but never got past the championship game.
But the point being is that those four guys basically dominated.
Yeah.
And you have the... You have the ability to have that happen here. And your guy is a 40-year-old guy coming off of an Achilles.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's tough when you look at it that way, man.
And that's why they needed last year to be great. You know, they really did. They needed last year to be at least a... Like, if they didn't get to a championship game, at least, you know, make their presence known in that AFC. And now it's like... All the growing pains and things they were supposed to go through last year, they have to go through this year now with a 40-year-old quarterback.
Oof. It's not going to be easy.
Good luck!
I mean, you're going to see some more guys because I guess the tag has to be on, what, in 2 days? I think the NFL has to decide, you know, teams have to decide who they're going to tag. So I think that T. Higgins is definitely going to be tagged. I do not know if L'Jarius Sneed will be tagged out in Kansas City or not. But there's going to be some big names on this free agent list. And a number of offensive linemen are going to be out there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what both these teams in New York need and everybody else in the NFL. There's a better offensive line than what they already have.
By the way, yeah. Real quickly, is Darren Waller retiring? Is he coming back? I mean, what's going on?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
I mean, that's got to be frustrating for the Giants.
Especially going into free agency. It's soon, right? Yeah, is it next week?
You'd like to have an answer, yeah.
I mean, free agency is next week. Like, that tampering period and all that stuff and the craziness is next week. It's crazy. You got to get an answer, man. Got to get an answer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.